Beloved, welcome to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Welcome to 8 p.m. prayer and fasting. Amen. We thank you for being on the line tonight. We thank God for all that he has drew. Amen. So we bless the Spirit of the Lord that is present tonight. Hallelujah. That is dwelling among us on tonight. Amen. I give honor to Bishop Isaac Walter Hurd on tonight. Amen. I bless the Lord for the man of God in every ministerial gift, in every office. Amen. Hallelujah. That is in place, amen, every member of the body of Christ, amen. We even bless those of you, amen, that have visited, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, to the prayer line, amen, and we welcome you to share the prayer line with someone, amen, and to join Cornerstone Deliverance Church in fellowship, amen, for we are a church that is kingdom-minded, amen. We believe in building the kingdom. We have a kingdom vision, amen, that puts many spiritual restraint on us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for what it is that he's doing. Amen. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. Feel free to peruse the website. We promise you that you will be blessed. Amen. Amen. By all the spiritual revelation, amen, that has been released there. Amen. On the website, you can also go to www.cornerstonedeliverancechurchtheologicalinstitute.com. Amen. And you will find there an online Bible school where you can study the Word of God 100% online at your own pace. Amen. So if you hunger and thirst after righteousness and you find it hard to with your schedule to get into Bible school, amen, this school is a certificate program. Amen. It's not just the letter of the word, it is the spirit of the word, amen, that will expect, amen, and open the eyes of your understanding, amen, that you shall be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that as well. We also encourage you to download the church app that will keep you in tune and touching and stride, amen, with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. CSDC sermons are released through that church app. Amen. Some of our Bible studies and prayers. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is a daily reading. There's a Bible. Amen. You will also have access to Cornerstone Deliverance Church newsletter. Amen. Hallelujah. That was birthed through Bishop Isaac Walter Hurd. Amen. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, on tonight, we commit this prayer unto you, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just ask that you create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit on tonight. Oh, God, we ask for your strength, for your grace, and for your glory as we're entering into this fast and fasting and praying, oh, God. Us, oh, God, to be steadfast and immovable. Oh, God, before you, grace us that our face will be upon you like flint. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, grace us in discipline and building our faith. Amen. Knowing that all things is possible with Jesus Christ. Oh, God, bless those that have found it not robbery to be on the line to give you of their time. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh, God, let there be a special blessing for them. And, God, those that desire to be present, oh, God, for the struggling with being present. Oh, God, we pray more grace upon them, oh, God, that you bring them on in, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise and all the honor for sustaining us through this fast. And as we enter into prayer, oh, God, season our word with salt. God, allow us to go forth in the spirit of love. If there's any other spirit at work, oh, God, cause for us to check our flesh at the door now. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask that the spirit of love arise in our heart. Oh, God, that we will pray in love. Oh, God, that we will bear one another burdens. Oh, God, that we can be a blessing to one another, lifting up one another. Amen. An intercessory prayer. God, we thank you for putting your word in our mouth, oh God, that not one word spoken on tonight shall fall onto the ground, but it will go out and do the very thing that God sent that it would do. And God, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the word of God says, into his courts with praise, into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name on tonight in obedience unto your word. Ah, Shabbat, Siando. Ishirarando, Bosa. Oh, God, we by your name, hallelujah. For truly only you are worthy to be praised. Amen. 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 Beloved, on tonight, before before we go forth in prayer, we want to give you a few nuggets, amen, when it comes down to prayer. Amen. The first nugget is coming from 1 Corinthians 7 and 5. For those of you that have your Bibles, really quick, turn with us to 1 Corinthians 7 and 5. Amen. And this is fasting instruction in the Word of God pertaining to married people. For those of you that are married or desire to be married, you ought to know, amen, the principles and the precepts in the Word of God concerning fasting, amen. Anyone have 1 Corinthians 7 and 5 can read it, amen, if you have it.
1 Corinthians 7 and 5?
Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to get it now, sorry.
Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 7 and 5.
1 Corinthians 7 and 5.
Okay, Corinthians 7. Corinthians 7.
For those of you that are new to the line, these are some prayer and fasting nuggets, instruction from the Word of God concerning prayer and fasting. Prior to prayer, right now we go into 1 Corinthians 7 and 5. On the line, amen, even now, amen. Do you have a woman of God?
Okay, yeah. 1 Corinthians 7 and 5, okay. Mm-hmm. And let's take the speaker. And it reads, sorry. 1 Corinthians 7 and 5, and it reads, sorry. Okay, and it says, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness.
Hold on 1 minute, woman of God. Is that 1 Corinthians 7 and 5 that says judge
nothing?
Oh,
that's 4. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 7 and 5. Okay, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency.
Amen. So it also reads, do not deprive each other except perhaps by mutual consent, and for a time so that you may devote yourselves to prayer, then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Amen. So that's the Word of God concerning married people and fasting, that you just can't decide to go on a fast when you're married, that you and your husband or your wife have to be in agreement with the fast, because if not, you will defraud or deprive the other if they are not in agreement. This is something that you need to talk to your spouse about. Amen. You'll need to be in agreement. The Word of God says here, let it be mutual consent and only for a time. Amen. That you don't run off in a tangent past that time saying, well, the Holy Spirit is leading me past that time. Because the Word of God says devote yourself to prayer during that time, because prayer and the Word will keep you. Amen. Then come together again. Amen. Some verses say quickly. Some versions, amen, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control, amen. God has made man and woman, amen, with desires of intimacy. So while you're fasting, he said, for married people to agree. If you're married and you're fasting and you're shooing your husband away or your wife away and telling them not now, you are out of order, amen. You ought to be in agreement. Did we get that? So for those of you that are married, you have to be in agreement with your husband, amen? If he's not saved and don't know about fasting, get in the Word and teach him, amen? Hallelujah. For the Word of God says that for lack of self-control, while you are giving yourself over to God and your partner is not in agreement, amen, that the enemy can come in and tempt, amen?
Amen.
Amen. So that's the word, one nugget concerning fasting, amen. I want to pull up another really quick. Amen. Just give me a moment. Let's go to Luke 2:36. Luke 2:36, and we're going to read 36, 37, and 38. Yes, this is prayer, but this is prayer coupled with fasting, for this is our corporate fast, sunset Monday to sunset Tuesday, and we want you to have the Word of God concerning fasting and praying. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Anyone have Luke 2:36? And we're going to read all the way down to 38.
36 to 38. Okay, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gives thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem.
Amen. So here we find Anna that was married, amen, from a time of a virgin, 7 years with her husband. But when her husband transitioned, amen, what did she do? She gave herself over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Her maker is her husband. She gave herself over to the temple and fasting and praying. And Anna was one, amen, that also blessed the baby Jesus and went about telling everyone that she could concerning to the Savior being born. Jesus Christ, amen, for the redemption of Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So for those of you that do not have husbands yet, Jesus Christ is your husband. You are married. You are not single. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus have your heart. No one can have your heart unless he give your heart to them. Amen. The heart is not yours to give. Hallelujah. So in this season, you are fasting and you are praying at the leading of the Holy Spirit. There's no one for you to come into agreement with concerning fasting but the Spirit. Amen. Why? Because Jesus is your husband. Amen. Hallelujah. So we ought to act like we are espoused to Christ and we're not single. Jesus is not dating you. He don't have flings. Amen. Hallelujah. He don't have booty calls. Amen. Jesus is committed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we ought to be committed in covenant with him. Amen. So why do we fast and pray? Amen. We are in covenant with Christ. Amen. This is not like a worldly relationship. This relationship is spiritual. Amen. So Anna, who was a widow, gave herself over to fasting and praying. And I know that you're saying that she's up in age. But for those of you, amen, that are younger in age, amen, and you do not have a husband, fasting will keep you. Fasting and praying will teach you self-discipline. Amen. Hallelujah. So we wanted to give you that. I pray that you are blessed by these nuggets that are coming forth here on tonight. James 1, we're going to turn to James 1 really quick. And throughout the fast, we're going to be reading James 1. Amen. This is an assignment. Amen. May you meditate upon it. May it bless you. May you get instruction in righteousness. Amen. It's not a mandate. It's an assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not a mandate, beloved, but it is an assignment. Amen. So let us turn to James 1. And let me give you the scripture. Just hold on 1 minute. Thank you, Jesus. Let us praise in between the pause. Amen. To keep the spirit on high. The spirit is on high when the scriptures are being read. The spirit is on high while we are praising. Amen. I want to go to James 1 concerning temptation. Amen. I want you to know about temptation, that during the fast that you are not tempted. Amen. Let's start at 16. No, let's not start at 16. Let's start at 12. We're going to start at 12, beloved, in James 1, and we're going to read down to 17, okay? Anyone have it? James 1, 12 through 17.
Okay, you said James 1.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. Sorry, I have my glasses on.
You don't have to say, Apostle said, the word of God is God's breath. The written word that you are reading now is God's breath. Amen.
Amen.
Word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can either obey it or not. is up to you. I would suggest that you will obey it because it is a command from God. Not a command from the apostle, but a command from God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Anyone have it? Okay, I'll grab it really quick. It said, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Amen. So when we are tempted, God is not tempting us, and God is saying that he cannot be tempted. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Amen. Verse 14 says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. When you are tempted, it is a desire of your flesh. Amen?
Yes.
But when you are tempted, it is not God. Amen? It does not start off the devil. Does that make sense? The devil may get in there after you give in to the flesh. But the word of God says that if you are tempted, it is a desire of your flesh, that you are being drawn away by your own lust and being enticed. The works of the flesh, the things of the old man, the things that you used to like. When people are tempted, they are not tempted with things that they do not like. Someone that smokes crack is not smoking crack because they don't like it. They smoke it because they like it. It's a work of the flesh. It's an addiction. Amen? It's a drug addiction. Amen? And so when they are drawn to it, they're drawn to it by their own lust. Amen? If you're being promiscuous, you're being promiscuous because it's something that you like. Amen? Hallelujah? Or something that used to operate in you. Amen? So, listen, do not be enticed by your own flesh. Amen? The flesh, this is one of the reasons why we fast, to bring the flesh under subjection of the Holy Spirit. Those things that you used to like and you know you used to like them, denounce them. During this prayer, bring it up under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. Die to the works of the flesh during this fast. The works of the flesh should not be part of your conversation. Amen. We ought not to be talking about fleshly things. But those of us that are in Christ need to give our tongue over to spiritual things. Amen.
Amen.
For one will know whether you're carnal-minded or not according to the conversation of your tongue. Amen. According to the things that is coming out of your mouth, because those things is in your heart. 15 says, then when lust has conceived it, bring forth sin, and sin when it is finished, bring it forth death. The enemy can work in that. That's when the devil get in there. That's when the demonic spirit get in there. After you done giving yourself over to the lust of your flesh. Amen. Sin is birth. Amen. Then when lust have conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin is bringing forth death. Amen. Get into the desires of the flesh. Amen. Lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. You die spiritually. Isn't that what the word of God says? Amen. Not want to die spiritually. Amen. Do not err. Verse 16 says, my beloved brethren, he is pleading with us, do not err. Bring the flesh under the subjection of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do not rehearse the things of the flesh on your tongue. Rehearse spiritual things. Every good gift and every perfect gift from above and cometh down from the Father of life, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Amen. So, beloved, let's be mindful. This week we're giving you a scripture to meditate upon. Amen. That you can die to the flesh, die to self. Let the old man stay dead and buried in the tomb. When we arose, we did not arise the old man, but the new man in Christ Jesus. That is how we live. Christ do not remember the old things the man used to do, and we don't want to remember those things because now we are living a new life. Amen. Let us focus on the new life. Amen. Hallelujah. So I pray that you are blessed by the nuggets and the word of God that has come forth on tonight. Tonight we are going to engage in prayer. I would like to know if there's anyone that has any prayer petitions tonight before we go forth in prayer, that while we are praying, those that are assigned to prayer tonight is praying, amen, that we can include your prayer petition. Will there be one?
Yeah, I just want to, my daughter's in DR, and she'll be back tomorrow, so I'm just asking you to pray for her for travel and mercy that she'll get back safely.
And what is her name?
Chantel.
Chantel, for travel and mercy. Those of you that's going to be called on to pray, remember this, Chantel, for travel and mercy. Will there be another prayer request? Amen. If there will not be another prayer request, amen, we're going to go forth in prayer. We're going to start off first, amen, with Evangelist Marlena. Amen. Prophet Deidre Williams, are you on the line? Evangelist Marlena, you'll start off, and I'll pick it up in the rear. Amen.
Okay. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you as humble as we know how. Father God, we come to you with the heart of repentance. Father God, we ask you to please forgive us for any and every sin that we've committed, whether it was sins of commission or sins of omission. Please have mercy upon our souls, sweet Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for new mercies and new grace each and every day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, because you are truly our provider, Father God. We thank you for making a way out of no way, God. Father God, we thank you for being our Jehovah Rapha, Lord. You are truly our healer, God. Father God, you said in your words, by your stripes that we are healed, Father God. Lord, I thank you for touching us from the crown of our heads, from the sole of our feet, Father God. Lord, I thank you for making every crooked road straight in our lives, in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, please allow us to humble ourselves to hearken to your voice, God, so you may get the glory and we may get the victory out of our lives, in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we will continue to lift our heads, our eyes to the hills, which cometh our help, Father God, for we know all our help come from you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being our everything, Father God. Lord, you said that we would trust in you with all our heart and lean not towards our own understanding, Father God. But you said that we would acknowledge you in all our ways, that you shall direct our path, Father God. Lord, teach us to acknowledge you in all our ways, Father God, because we definitely want you to direct our path, Father God. Even when we can't trace you, God, we trust you, Father God, because you can do everything except fail us, Father God, for you have truly never failed us yet, Lord. We just want to say thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for keeping us each and every day, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the activities of our limbs, God. Lord, we thank you for being our mind regulator and our heart fixer, in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we thank you for saving us, God. We thank you for delivering us, God. Lord, we thank you for setting us free, Father God. What a mighty God we serve, Father God. Angels bow before you, and heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve, God. Oh, Father God, you said, therefore, there is no good thing that you withhold for them that walk right before you, God. Lord, teach us how to walk right before you. Teach us your ways, God. Oh, Father God, we want to be in your will, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you, Lord. Oh, Father God, if we had 1,000 tongues, we still couldn't thank you enough, Father God, for all that you have done for us, God. Lord, we thank you for the things that you did already. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the things that you're doing now. Hallelujah. Father God, and we thank you for the things that are still yet to come. Hallelujah. Father God, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Can't nobody do us like the Lord, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We adore you, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for sitting high and looking low, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, when we wanted to throw in the towels, Father God, that you didn't allow us to, God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for seeing the potential in us that we didn't even know existed, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, you are truly amazing, God. There's none like you, Father God. There's none that can take your place. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I pray for the Cornerstone Deliverance Church, God. I pray for Apostle Heard and Bishop Herb, God, hallelujah, that you will bless them in a special way, God. Father God, and send souls, Father God, to their kids, to the kingdom, God, to their church, Father God. Oh, Father God, you said those that win souls are wise, God. Lord, we thank you for wisdom. Lord, we ask you for wisdom, Lord. Lord, you said in your word that we ask for wisdom. Hallelujah. You'll give it to us liberally and upbraided not, God. Lord, we want wisdom, Father God. Oh, Father God, teach us how to walk upright before you, God. Teach us how to talk right before you, God. Father God, as we open up our mouths, Lord, we ask you to speak through us, Father God. Father God, for our storage is truly empty and we are available to be used by you, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we promise not to take your glory, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We want to be used by you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, teach us what to say, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, give us a clean heart so we may serve you, and please renew a right spirit within us in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, uproot anything that's in us that's not like you, God, in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father God, help us to forgive those that hurt us, God. Hallelujah. Father God, for we know forgiveness is not for the other person, but it's for us, Father God. Lord, we want to be free, God. We want to be free in our minds, God. Hallelujah. We want to be free in our spirits, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty and the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the activities of our limbs, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being in our right state of mind, Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for putting a roof over our head, God. Lord, we thank you for putting clothes on our back, God. Father God, we thank you for putting food on our tables, God. Lord, we thank you for our jobs, God. We thank you for reliable transportation, God. Lord, you are truly amazing, hallelujah. Father God, and we won't complain, hallelujah, because our good days outweigh our bad days, God. And we just want to say thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, you are truly amazing, God, hallelujah. Father God, you want to class all by yourself, God. We just want to say thank you, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I want to pray for the sick and the shut in, God, hallelujah. Lord, that you would touch and heal their bodies, God, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I want to pray for our youths, God, hallelujah, Father God. Oh,
hallelujah.
Father God, we love them, Lord, hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to give us a right now word, an on-time word, Lord, that we may encourage one another, God. Oh, Father God, there's someone that's lost, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask you right now, Father God, to send one of your sheep to find them, send some one of your shepherds, one of your workers to find them, Father God. Oh, Father God, for we know, hallelujah, that the work is plenty, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We know, Lord, but the labor is few, Father God. Lord, we thank you for being one of your chosen vessels, God. Lord, we say yes to your will, God. Father God, we say yes to your word, your way, God, in the mighty, in the precious name of Jesus. Yeah. Even, Father God, I pray right now for the President, Donald Trump, God. Lord, get in his mind where he won't even know it, God. Hallelujah. Surround him around godly people, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on in this world, God, Lord, we trust you, Lord. We thank you for safety, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Father God. Help us to write the vision and let us make it plain in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus so that we may run with it, Lord, in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus, God. Father God, you are truly our shepherd and we shall not want. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. There's none like you, God. Lord, we love you, God. Oh, we adore you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord. We promise not to forever forget to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise that you so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you and we glorify you on tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you, my God, for every prayer that went forth before me, oh, God. Oh, God, strengthen the woman of God, oh, God, Evangelist Marlena, oh, God. Everything that she poured out, oh, God, replenish, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the blood, oh, God. Oh, God, be the lifter of her head and the restorer of her strength. In the name of Jesus, by the blood.
May
of your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God, meet every need, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Oh God, I bind every demonic spirit. Spirit working on tonight.
Yes,
I command you to walk in dry places in Jesus' name.
Yes,
I command a shift in the atmosphere even now in Jesus' name.
Yes, God,
cause for the heavens to bend, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh God,
release your glory in this place, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh God,
dispatch the angelical host of wars. Oh God, in the heavens on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father,
yes,
blood. Oh God, we rebuke every evil presence, oh God, and we send it to walk in dry places in the name of Jesus.
Satan,
it is the Lord that rebuke you, the hand of God that binds you, and the blood of Jesus that worketh against you. The only interference in our heavenlies, in the prayer and in our life, shall be the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, decree and declare that we come in the name, the power, and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to your name, O God. We decree and declare that every knee, according to the word of God, that it shall bow in every kingdom in the name of Jesus. In the demonic kingdom, my God. In the galactic kingdom, my God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the animal kingdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let every knee bow. We call all kingdom systems into divine alignment with the kingdom of God now in the name of Jesus. And everything concerning us as these kingdom systems will work in divine alignment with the kingdom of God concerning our blessings. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we decree and declare on tonight, oh God, that no man can curse who God has blessed. Oh God, that can only bless us, oh God. Oh God, every time man open up his mouth towards your people, oh God. Oh God, let there be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh glory to your name, oh God. Oh God, Ishando, oh Thunder. They can only speak what it is that God is speaking. Oh God, concerning us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh God, raise up and train our tongues to bless our leaders. Oh God, raise up and train our tongues to bless one another. Oh God, raise up and train our tongues, oh God. Oh God, to pray without ceasing, oh God. Oh God, train our heart, oh God. Train our heart in love, oh God. Let your love be sprinkled about in our heart. Oh God, that everything that we do, let us do it by love. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh God, and we give you all the glory now, oh God. We give you all the praise and all the honor, oh God. Because on tonight we believe that it is so. In the name of Jesus, oh glory to your name, oh God. Oh God, tonight, oh God. Oh God, we pull our flesh up under the subjection of this Spirit, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, that every member of our body, oh God, is being pulled up under the subjection, oh God, of the Holy Spirit on tonight. Oh God, we surrender our will, our way, oh God, our conversation and our behavior, oh God, unto the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will give us vision, that the Holy Spirit will give us revelation, oh God, that we will not restraint, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God, that we will be self-disciplined, in the name of Jesus, oh God, according to the precepts and the principles in your word, oh God, so even right now, oh God, do we denounce the flesh, oh God, now do we die to the flesh, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, we die that we may live in Christ, oh glory to your name, oh God, even as it said in your word, the first fruit of your creation, born of the Spirit, living a new life of abundant life in Christ, in the name of Jesus, oh glory to your name, oh God, we decree and declare abundant life over our lives, in the name of Jesus, by the blood on tonight, oh God, that we will not live in lack, oh God, in the name of Jesus, then lack will not be a part of our vocabulary, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our finances shall be abundant, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our health, oh God, shall be good health, excellent health, whole health, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God, that there are things that you have set up in the land, oh God, just to bless us, oh God, that our inheritance, oh God, of houses and lands and business, oh God, that we shall be blessed, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God, give us wisdom to obtain wealth, oh God, and in your word as you have spoken it, God, grace us is not to forget you. Grace is not to forget your work. Grace is to give you the 10%. Grace is to sow seed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. And let the law of sowing and reaping, let it be at work in our life. In the name of Jesus, that we shall eat and reap that what it is that we have sown. Oh God, in grace is to sow all good things. Oh God,
yes,
into the lives of all people. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. For the heart is good and only good things could come forth from a good heart.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God,
Jesus,
let good things spring forth. Oh God, from the new heart that you have given us, the circumcised heart. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh God, we put a demand on your provision tonight. And where there is a demand, there should be a supply. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. We put a demand on the power and the blood tonight. That the blood will work and speak on our behalf for tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh glory to your name, oh God. We put a demand, oh God, on deeper revelation, oh God, that you illuminate the eyes of our understanding, oh God. Yes, God, we ask for wisdom and understanding tonight. Oh God, we ask for knowledge on tonight. Oh God, we ask for discipline on tonight. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we ask for grace to obey your word, not just to be hearers, but doers of his God. In the name of Jesus, oh glory to your name, oh God. Grace us in the way of Jesus Christ. Oh God, and keep us from evil, oh God. Keep us from the persecutor, oh God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your name, oh God. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Let your provision, as it is set forth in your word. Oh God, let it be our provision, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word. For those that are tithing, oh God, rebuke the devourer for our sake. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we decree and declare that the devourer is rebuked. In the name of Jesus, oh glory to your name, we receive the windows of blessings that have come down from heaven. We receive it right now and we rejoice, oh God. We rejoice at the blessing of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, we rejoice at the multiplication of the 90%. In the name of Shandi, in the name of Jesus, we rejoice in not knowing any lack. We rejoice, oh God, in a multiplied provision. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we rejoice in the fullness of the joy of the Lord. For that joy is our strength, oh God. Oh God, let us not grow weary, but grace us to remember the fullness of the joy of the Lord. And to have that joy, you must be in his presence. For I heard the Bible say that in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of the joy of the Lord.
Yes,
oh God, what we desire, oh God, is to abide in your presence, to walk in your presence, in your presence, to
yes,
live,
Lord,
move, and have our being in your presence. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God, grace us, oh God, grace us to remain and abide in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh glory to your name, oh God, don't do it by our might or by our power, but do it by way of your Spirit, oh God. Don't let your Spirit leave us alone. Let your Spirit deal with us in the midnight hour. Let your Spirit pray and intercede, oh God, even as we slumber our head upon our bed. Let your Spirit bring forth dreams and visions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Oh God, remember Sister Chantel tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh God, I ask that you do a mighty good work in her life. Oh God, the word that has been planted in her from her youth, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. Call for that word to sprout up and come forth. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh God, we ask for traveling mercy for, oh God. Dispatch the angelical host, oh God, to have charge over, oh God, her choice of transportation, oh God. Even the plane, oh God. Oh God, even the car ride back home, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh glory to your name, oh God. Oh God, keep her, oh God. Watch over, oh God. Keep her from evil, God. In the name of Jesus, oh glory to your name, God. Remember Elder Barnes on tonight, oh God. Oh God, strengthen the man, just God. In the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh God, you know every affliction, but we really not on affliction. invoke the name of Jesus in his heavenlies. We invoke the name of Jesus in his dreams. We invoke the name of Jesus in his thoughts. Oh, God, let it be all about you, God. Oh, God, deliver the land of God from his infirmity, God. We invoke the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we give you all the glory, all the praise,
yes,
and all the
honor
for the liberty bestowed, oh, God. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh, God, just the surface of what it is that you shall do in this land. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for manifesting yourself. We thank you, oh, God, for showing the people that there is still a God in the land. We thank you, oh, God, for showing up and answering them by fire. We thank you, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for your mighty works and your love and your gifts, oh, man. Oh, God, we thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
God, we're grateful tonight. We're grateful, Shanda, Sianda, Jerea. Grateful for every soul, God. Every soul that you draw, God, we're grateful. Kingdom of God. Oh God, be grateful and we rejoice, oh God. We rejoice because heaven rejoiced. We rejoice. Oh God, for there is another added to the church. We rejoice. Oh God, for your healed and delivered, oh God, we rejoice. We thank you, oh God, for the joy of the Lord and rejoicing in our soul, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We even rejoice for what it is to come, oh God. We rejoice, oh God, for how you're keeping your people through this fast. Oh God, remember Mother Robinson tonight, touching from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And even as she goes through this trial and this tribulation, oh God, strengthen her faith. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, Lord, speak to her in the midnight hour. Oh God, bless the will of God in the name of Jesus. Shabbat. Oh God, remember your people, remember Brother God on tonight. Oh God, you know every situation and every circumstance. God, he did not call himself, but you called him, oh God. You chose him, oh God. Hallelujah. God, you transformed him, oh God. You promised him a healing, oh God. Oh God, we lament, oh God, give him back the use of his legs in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we speak healing and wholeness, oh God, to their body in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come up against every infirmity, every crippling spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God. Oh God, we bless your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we cancel the assignment of every witchcraft work. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the blood. Oh glory to your name, oh God, we thank you for the victory. Oh God, we thank you for the use of our limbs, oh God. Jesus, without any restriction in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for 110% of range of motion. In the name of Jesus, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory, we give you praise. We give
you God. Hallelujah.
Most of all, we thank you for the mind of Christ. For there was a time we had a carnal mind, but we thank you, God. For the carnal mind is enmity unto God. We thank you for the mind of Christ. For your word says, put on the mind of Christ. Put on. He showed us, grace your people, oh God, to put on the mind of Christ. Grace them, oh God, to put on a mind to want to do your will, oh God. Grace them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Grace us, Lord. Grace us, oh God, that the mind of Christ will be the mind that we operate from. Will be the only mind that we know in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Well, it done by faith.
Name of Jesus, the mind of Christ. So say, how do I get that mind? The word of God teaches us to renew our mind, and the word of God, shall not conform to the things of the world in the name of Jesus. That we shall not delight in the things of the world in the name of Jesus. But we shall delight in spiritual things in the word of God. That our minds shall be transformed and renewed, oh God. As we meditate upon your word, it is fast, oh God. Renew our minds, in shadows, oh God. Humbly ask for renewed minds, oh God. Let the spirit and the life in the word of God be new, Shebe Sando. Thank you, your name, oh God. Renew the very seat of our affections, oh God, in the name of Jesus. He shall not be needed at all, oh Sia.
Yes, Jesus.
But God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for the order, rank, and protocol in the kingdom of God. God, grace us to honor those that need to be honored, oh God, in the name of Jesus by the blood. Grace us to submit unto Jesus Christ, and as we submit unto Jesus, to submit unto our earthly husbands as well, oh God. As women, oh God, give us a quiet spirit. In the name of Jesus by the blood, oh God. In the name of Ishanobo Sanda. Oh God, grace us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God, that we will submit to your will, to your way. And oh God, this can only be done by the grace of God. We ask for grace on tonight in the name of Jesus. On tonight in the name of Jesus. We ask for grace on tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive the provision of the Lord. Receive your provision of grace on tonight. Lord, we thank you for your hand being upon us on tonight. We thank you for the provision of the Lord. We draw from your spirit tonight.
Yes, Lord.
My God. We draw from your word in prayer tonight that is spirit and life.
Hallelujah.
Partation of life tonight. We thank you that we don't have to live on the residue, amen, of eternal life, but you impart every day new grace, new glory, amen. We thank you, oh God, for that one. We thank you that every time we partake and eat and believe the word, that life is being imparted, life. My God, we give you glory. We draw from your word and prayer on tonight. Let it be the meditations on our heart before we go to bed. Let it be the meditations on our heart when we rise in the morning. Let it be the meditations on our heart when we come back together for 5 a.m. prayer. Grace us, O God, not to forsake the assembly in the name of Jesus. Grace us, O God, that we will desire true worship, spirit and truth with you. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Meditate upon the Lord and thank him for your provision on tonight. Thank the Lord for your
providing everything that we need.
It comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If there be one on the line tonight that knows not Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, we give you the invitation of Christ on tonight that you may have eternal life. Yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave, only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in on him shall have everlasting life. Jesus Christ is the love of God. The love of God is the gift of Christ and the gift of life. Hallelujah. The love of God. The love of God. Hallelujah. So we offer you life in Christ tonight. If there is one, just say that it is I, and we will walk you through the sinner's prayer.
Yes.
So there be one.
In the name of Jesus.
For those of you that will listen to the prayer recording, the broadcast, amen. And you heard the word of God in prayer. You heard the prayer and fasting nuggets. Amen. And you just want something deeper and more personal with God. If you find yourself being a backslider, sinner man, boy, girl, or man. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask that you repeat these words after us because salvation is unto confession. According to Romans 10:9, that if you believe in your heart, and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he is resurrected, that you shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Here I am a sinner.
Here I am a sinner.
My sin.
In my sin.
Lord, come into my heart.
Lord, come into my heart. I
believe you died.
I believe you died.
I believe you died.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe that you are Lord.
I believe that you are Lord.
I believe you, Lord.
And I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
And I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
I believe that you resurrected.
I believe that you resurrected.
And I will serve you.
And I will serve you.
For my days.
for the balance
of
the
day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
We bless you on tonight.
Amen.
Satan, the Lord rebuke you, the hand of God bind you, the blood of Jesus against you. We commit everyone that has repented tonight unto God. Amen. Lord, we ask that you finish the good work that you started in them. We pray the very prayer of Jesus in John 17 that you will keep them from evil, O God, in the name of Jesus. That you are their deliverer, that you can qualify them, O God, and raise them up.
Thank you, Lord.
Knowledge, wisdom, and spiritual understanding concerning your word. Amen.
Amen.
Name, we are Cornerstone Deliverance Church, located at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, 11590. Every Sunday, amen, at 12:30 do we have worship service. Amen. Unless it has been released that there is no service that week. Amen. We ask that you be governed by the church calendar. Amen. On the website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We also invite you to download the church app. Amen. The church app will bless you. There are daily push notifications that is released through that app to encourage you in the word of God and in prayer meditations. Amen. There's a Bible there. There is daily readings there. Amen. That means that you can choose a reading plan every day, and there will be chapters there for you to read. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible studies there and prayers there. Amen. We want you to be blessed. If you're new here, fill out the new here form, and someone from administration will get in touch with you. If you have a prayer request, you can enter your prayer request. There is a prayer request form on that app. The prayer warriors will get it, and they will begin to pray for you and intercede on your behalf. Amen. If you to bless the work of Cornerstone Deliverance Church, on that app there is also a give icon. Amen. Amen. You can be a blessing to the work of Jesus Christ at Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Encourage you to give. Amen. Even on the website, I believe that there is a donate. And hallelujah. It says sow to the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are 501c3 approved, so as an additive unto you, other than what it is that God is blessing you and how he is blessing you from sowing into the kingdom of God, it is also a tax write-off for you. Amen?
Amen.
And we release those forms at the end of every year, very detailed. We are. Amen. We thank God for being grace and excellence. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, beloved, on tonight, we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We want you to be able to share, amen, on tonight. If there was anything that blessed you in the prayer and fasting nuggets through the word of God that was released or in prayer, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We like to hear your heart and know how you was blessed. Amen. Hallelujah, through the work of Jesus Christ. Amen. Through Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. I don't have my computer before me, so I don't see the names. I hear Evangelist Marlena's voice. I'm going to ask that you start us off.
Yes. I thank God for this prayer line. And God is really doing some amazing things in my life, and I just thank him. I am so humble. And I just thank God for the prayer, Apostle. And
amen.
God really use you tonight, and I'm going to work this word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. We thank
amen.
God for I hear the joy of the Lord in the woman of God's heart for the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Good to hear that the word of God can bring about that type of joy. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Deidre Williams on the line, woman of God, are you sharing tonight?
Amen. I'm just grateful and thankful to the Lord how he continues to use you to unbraid the word of
Amen.
God. And as you are going, you know, I'm calling it ascending, and pouring out of your cup how he's doing your heart.
Amen.
And it blesses our heart, because the love of the Holy Ghost is shed abroad in our heart. You know, the scripture says so. So that's what I'm, you know, our vocabulary can't express in English language what the Holy Spirit, when he's transforming and changing furniture around in your heart.
So Amen.
I like the word tonight because it brought the understanding concerning sin and separating us from God, who tells us to come out from among them. And
Amen.
The reason why he doesn't have to tell us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He doesn't have to. But by the Holy Spirit, he does.
Amen.
What I'm bringing, brought back to my remembrance is that the things that we don't do anymore, the places we don't go anymore,
mm-hmm.
when those thoughts come back, that's the work of darkness trying to tempt us to engage again.
Amen.
But because we are baptized into the body of Christ Jesus by the Holy Ghost, we have power over all the works of darkness. It is written, and that is what we stand on, and that is what we announce to the temptation when it comes in Jesus' name. Because I remember that the enemy knows, I'm putting it this way, he knows the flavor of your lollipop, and that's what he comes to tempt us with. And so by the power in the word and the dismantling of his the enemy's operation, we keep the victory over temptations in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
For that revelation on tonight, especially how God brought forth that he don't have to number 1, 2, 3, 4 where he's telling us to come out from amongst. Amen. Hallelujah, because we ought to know the difference between darkness and light. Amen. And sin and righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because we have the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Spirit does not lead us, amen, into unrighteousness or into darkness or into sin. Amen. There's times when we just have to make a decision. Sometimes I go and I visit family. I've been told before that this is my house. I do what I want to do. So that's why when you invite me to your house, I don't come, because you can't do what you want to do in my presence. And if you can't respect the gift of God and the anointing on my life, I have to come out from amongst you. Amen? Amen. Pray to say this. This goes for family, for friends, for there's nothing wrong with getting together with family, but when they want to live righteously and do what they want to do, Jesus put the world on his terms. Amen. Bring it on the world terms. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God for what it is that he's doing and the increase. Is there anyone else on the line tonight that would like to share? Praise the Lord. Amen. If not, we're going to move forward in this session of the prayer. We thank you, you and you, for being on. And may God continue to bless you and to enrich you and to enlighten the eyes of your understanding. Let us continue on in praying for one another. Amen. Studying the word, showing ourselves approved unto God. Amen. A workman not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. This is not a command from the apostle. This is a command from God, 2 Timothy 2:15. Let us be doers of the word. Let us obey God. So before you lay down tonight, get life in your spirit. Amen. Get Jesus in your spirit. We gave you James 1. If you choose to meditate upon that scripture, read it, meditate upon it. Begin to let the Holy Spirit perform surgery on your heart. Amen? Because that's what the word does. It is sharper than a double-edged sword. It is quick and it is active. It is living. Amen? It separates by the bone and marrow. Amen? And it judges the very thought, intent, and the attitude of your heart. That's why we read the word. This is what the word does. The word tells you who you are, who you think you are, you're not. The word of God tells you exactly what it is, amen. He tells you who he wants you to be, amen. Hallelujah. Who he created you to be, amen. So we thank God for that, and this is why we stay in the word of God, amen. So I'm going to ask that prophet, Deidre Williams, she closes us out in prayer on tonight. Amen. She will be the last voice that you hear.
Amen, Apostle. God bless you.
God bless you.
We're so grateful and thankful for how you've boom fed us tonight straight to our hearts, that our minds would be a mind of Christ Jesus. For your word makes us to understand that your ways are not like our ways, and we humble ourselves and partake in your word so that our mind can be Christ-minded, so we would have that authentic love, so that when the counterfeit comes, that we can stand up against it. Help us to continue to love one another. Help
yes.
us to continue to encourage one another. Help us to continue to show that the love of Christ Jesus is alive. For you said, how will they know that you are my disciple? Except by the love that we show one another. And
Amen.
I'm so grateful and thankful that you made us a family here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, Father God. And may your light continue to shine in the darkness and shine in the light as we continue to increase in your love, your wisdom, your grace, and your mercy. In Jesus' name, I ask this blessing, calling it done through the power of faith. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen.
Serve the Lord. Agape love, beloved.
Agape love, everyone.